you know us. We have a heart for our friends over there at Miracle Park and Miracle League. And a big opportunity is coming up for a Miracle League athlete. We brought in Garnet McCowan. She is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And good morning to you, Garnet.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're happy you're here.
We always enjoy when you swing by the microphones. You also have a heart and a passion for what takes place over there at Miracle Park and specifically Miracle League. And before we dive into what we're talking about, let's set the stage for folks to understand what we're talking about here. When we talk about explain what we're talking about, if you can, when we talk about Miracle Park and then Miracle League.
So Miracle League is a baseball league for adults with individuals and special needs. And this is our fourth year for Miracle League. We have grown. First season was 69 players to 173 players. The biggest season yet. We've grown to 12 teams. And we are looking forward to the park expanding, mm-hmm. bringing in another Miracle Field. We will expand even more. So it's just been a fantastic thing.
And of course, Miracle Park is the place where they play the ball, and there's plenty of equipment for
playground equipment. It's all inclusive.
Yep.
It's an all inclusive park.
And then phases 2 and 3 are underway now, and you can see those structures are up out of the ground, and it just seemed like it happened overnight. And
yes.
they've squeezed in a lot and a plot of land where Ashley and I have continued to say,
but now it looks big.
How is that going to fit there?
But it sure does. And there's room for more, maybe. I don't know.
There is. It is going so well.
Great. Well, as Garnet mentioned, Miracle League has been very successful over 4 years. It has been a way of life. Athletes play and they get jerseys and they represent their team and they get hats. And the members of the community come in and they're a buddy for the players.
That's correct.
And there's opportunities for the community to get involved. We'll get to that in a second. But let's, if we can, brag on one of these Miracle League athletes. His name is Bert Campbell. And what's the story with Bert?
Yes, Bert is just a fantastic athlete. He can hit a ball like no other. His enthusiasm on the field just makes everybody smile, makes everybody happy. And he and his mom, or Bert, was chosen this year as the athlete to go to the All-Star Game. And Bert and his mom will be attending along with two staff members from Rock Hill PRT. And we couldn't be more excited for Bert.
And this, of course, is taking place September the 12th through the 14th in St. Louis.
Is
that correct?
Yes, it is, yes.
How do these players get chosen to go to the All-Star Game?
So at the end of this prior season, coaches nominate. They nominate who they would like to see go. And then our executive committee votes. Mm. Bird is an excellent choice. He is, when you see him on the field, it just makes you smile. He's just so full of enthusiasm and joy, and man, that boy can hit the ball.
Garnet, are there a lot of Miracle Leagues scattered across the country? We know Miracle Park is kind of unique because all of the activities are in one place and it's all inclusive. Some communities have playground equipment and their fields and some other activities, but they're kind of spread out. In our city, Miracle Park is unique because everything is right there. It's a one-stop shop. Are Miracle Leagues common across the country more than maybe the park aspects?
Right. Okay. Some cities just have a field, but it is a nationwide league. We are so looking forward to seeing all the other All-Star players and their coaches. In St. Louis, Terry Hagan and John Shea will be going from Rock Hill PRT this year, and Andrea Barnett as well. And it's just going to be a fantastic time.
All of our favorite people.
Yes.
We love all of them and you, Garnet.
Yeah.
And
no doubt you can't have a good time with those for sure.
And Scott Winsky's part of that crew as well.
He sure is.
And then you've got Bert, thank you, Bert, so much for representing Rock Hill and South Carolina, or is he just representing Rock Hill?
He's representing the Rock Hill Miracle League. Yes.
Perfect.
Sure is.
Yeah,
great.
We love that. Even better.
Garnet, is there anything we can do to help Bert? Is there a way that we can continue to follow his path? Fundraising efforts? What can we do as a community to help Bert?
Anytime someone is able, we will accept donations. That for the park, for the league, anything would help. For our Parks Foundation with Rock Hill PRT would help us in sending future and more players. So we also need some volunteers.
I was about to say, if you can't help monetarily, you can also help with your volunteer time. Hours, and that starts tonight.
It sure does. Tonight and Saturday at Fuel Park Center. Tonight is 6 to 7:30, and Saturday morning is 10 to 11. And it's a fun training. Terry Hagan does a great job at that. Come out and then you're good. And we'd love to have you at Miracle League.
And once you do go through the training one time, you're good to go. It's right. A fun and easy hour of training. Lucas and I have both done it.
Yes.
Our families have done it. We've both have been buddies out there for various weekends. So it's a ton of fun and definitely worth the training hour.
Yes.
So let's get this on your calendar. It's tonight, Wednesday, September the 3rd at 6 p.m. Saturday, September the 6th at 10 a.m. at Fuel Park. It is not about an hour of your time, if that. Terry
right.
runs through it pretty quickly. Once it gets underway, it will seem like nothing. So if you got some time tonight and or on Saturday, get the training in, get it done, and that way you can sign up to be a Miracle League buddy and support these fantastic athletes. What a great partnership Miracle Park has been between the public and private sector, between the city and between Winthrop and Max Abilities. It's just,
it's so great.
A textbook of how other communities can follow what we're doing here.
And if you maybe, you know, you don't know your schedule, you just kind of want to check it out and see what it's all about, you can always go out there on a Saturday and just cheer the teams on.
Sure.
It's a ton of fun. I've done that before, watching my kids be buddies, and just to go out there and be a part of the stands is so much fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again to Bert Campbell. He is representing Rock Hills Miracle League in the Adult Miracle League All-Star Game. It's going to take place in St. Louis next weekend, September the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Correct.
And we wish him a lot of luck. And, of course, Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, Rock Hill PRT, will post a lot of pictures and video on social media, and we'll continue to follow Bert's progress. Garnet, thank you so much for your help
you.
And for being such a great cheerleader to these great athletes. And, Bert.
Yeah, good luck to you, Bert.
We're so proud
Can't
of
wait.
You. Yeah.